But how the Holy Spirit is stirring up faith and has done that this week through a couple simple stories of the gift of giving. So Jenna, I'm going to have you start first.
Good morning. So Wednesday we had a doctor's appointment for Nate. He's had some stomach issues and diet is a really important part of managing it. And I really wanted to be there with him as his wife and the grocery shopper and the cook and all that sort of thing. And so I made arrangements for the other kids to Sadie to go to school early and be with Amber. And we were just going to take Savannah and hope that she's not ornery that day. And but the night before, she starts throwing up. Of course, I don't like to share my germs, so I was just really hoping she would be better by morning and we could still go, I could still go with him. And hers is pretty short-lived, and she stopped, and about 30 minutes after she was done, Axton comes in, and he told me he was sick, and I was just thinking, please, Lord, I really want to go with Nate to this appointment so I can make sure I understand everything. And morning comes, and he seems to be keeping everything down, so I load the two kids up and Nate, and we go ahead and go over to Wichita to his appointment. And right as we're pulling in, first I missed the front doors, but we decide we'll just go ahead and walk, and I park on up ahead, and Axton tells me he's about to throw up again, and he hadn't thrown up in a few hours, so I was like, darn it, I guess I'll stay out with the kids, and Nate can fill me in later. And so he goes on in, and about an hour passed, and he texts me and says, you know, I'm almost done, and I'll be out here in just a minute. They were going to schedule another endoscope, and he'd be done. So about 30 minutes passes, and Savannah was wanting to climb up in the front seat and listen to the radio, so I turn the key, and we turn the radio up and listen to the radio. It takes them an hour to schedule the appointment, and I text him, are you sure they didn't forget about you? And he finally comes out, and we get ready to leave, and I try to start the car, and the battery's dead. And my brother, working in Wichita, I call him, and he said he could come over and give us a jump. It's going to be about 10 or 15 minutes. So we sit there and wait, and where my battery was and where I parked, nobody was going to be able to jump us. So we put it in neutral, and Nate hops out, and he's going to push the Suburban back a ways, and that way my brother could jump us. And so as he's pushing, another guy sees him, and he runs over to help him. And I've always had a heart for the military, especially veterans and struggling veterans. And first thing I notice is U.S. Army hat on his head. And I've had a real stirring lately. I've ran into a few veterans, and I've just stopped and thanked them for their service, something real small and simple, but I've felt the need to do it a few times. But this time I had an extra stirring to bless him. And so he pushes us, and then he goes over to his van and pulls it over and gives us a jump, and we go ahead and pull forward so we can call my brother and tell him, you know, we can meet him wherever for lunch or whatever. Anyways, Nate hops in, and I said, honey, do you have any money on you? Because I feel like we need to buy him lunch, you know, maybe anything. And we both check our wallets, and we didn't have any cash on us. And so I look in the console, and I find Lathan's coin bag he left in the car, and it has quarters. And I was kind of hoping for like a $10 or $20 bill or something to give him. And Nate said, well, we could write him a check. And I didn't really want to do that, and I didn't want to run to the ATM. I was afraid he'd be gone. And so I told Nate, I said, could you hand me everything out of the glove box? I'm going to just, sometimes I'm bad about sticking mail and stuff in there. And I thought maybe one of the kids' birthday cards from grandma was in there and I could borrow the $5 or $10 bill she usually gives them. And so I'm thumbing through it, and Nate goes, oh, look here. And he pulls out a bill, and he folds it open, unfolds it, and it was a $50 bill. And our eyes just got kind of big, and I was like, I don't remember losing it, and we never lose money, especially $50. And so I just knew that, you know, the Lord stirred in me that he needed something, and he well exceeded his my expectations and my heart stirring and my prayer that I could bless him that day. And so I get out and I walk over to him and I said, excuse me, and I had something to give him. And he was like, oh, no, 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 I can't take that for giving you a jump. And I said, no, I understand it's hard to take money from people sometimes. I said, but you need to know the story behind the $50 bill. I said, we wanted to give you something and neither of us had any money, and never lose money. And I found this in my glove box tucked away in the corner, and I know the Lord placed it there for you. So I really want you to take it. And he just, you could see a little relief come across his face. And we stopped and we prayed and held hands and hugged. And he told me how his wife was in with a specialist. And when they got done there, they were headed to the VA hospital because he's a disabled vet and he had a doctor's appointment, and that they had also just lost their mom the day before. So they were going through a really tough time, and that they had been praying that morning for, they were just, you know, praying to the Lord of everything that was going on with them. And it was just awesome for me to see how God worked through everything that day, even through the things that were not going my way, but they were going his way for a purpose. And had Axton not been sick, I wouldn't have sat in the car. I would have never crossed his path. Had Savannah not wanted the radio on, the car wouldn't have been dead. And had I not missed my first turn, Nate wouldn't have needed to push the car, and he would have never came over to help. So it was just a really sweet moment, and I was really thankful that the Lord blessed me with joy that day to help him. So
if I could ask, how did you feel when you exercised your gift that day?
It was, I mean, I was full of joy all day, and I thought of him all day, and, you know, he was just, it was, yeah. Of course, I have the gift of mercy, and yes, I walked back to my car with tears down my cheeks, but yeah. It was.
And you had said, I don't think you mentioned this, but you had actually been praying for an opportunity
that. Yeah, I had been, because I had, when Nate went for his first endoscope, they had messed up some paperwork, and so I went down to admissions to figure out where it was, and I ran into a veteran, and I felt a little bit of stirring, and at that time, I just, you know, told him thank you for his service, and kind of gave him a pat on the back, and that's when it really started stirring. That was about a month ago, and I just, yeah, it'd been on my heart to bless a veteran in particular, and so it was just really neat to see everything.